Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast. This one is a quick one. It is a bite-sized episode. We have Harry with us, and I feel like it's important to be confident with telling stories. So Harry said that he's got a couple of stories up his sleeve, and I thought, well, why not just record them, see how they go, and hopefully that will help you see how Brits or native English speakers tell stories, you know, very casual stories, not a formal one, not like a TED talk or anything like that, just a story that you might tell at the pub. So yeah, hello Harry, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, so I recently started swimming because I packed in rowing for reasons we don't need to discuss, but I decided not to row anymore, so I started swimming because I need some exercise.
Okay. Where were you swimming, or where are you swimming?
I'm swimming at a local swimming pool called Robinson Pool in my hometown, Bedford. Yeah.
I won't butt in too much, but indoor or outdoor?
Oh, indoor. Indoor.
Indoor.
Yeah. Be way too cold for outdoor. Although in the summer, I'd love to go to an outdoor pool, but don't know where the nearest one is. But I'll tell you about my first session there, shall I?
Yeah, please. Okay, your first session, right?
It was definitely an eventful one. I got to the swimming pool. I was doing some breaststroke, which is a nice, easy, you know, easy stroke, and going quite slowly. And it was lane swimming, so you're just going up and down, up and down. It's all about kind of exercise.
Did you know which lane to be in for that slow stroke?
Well, no, actually, I went for the fast lane because I thought, oh yeah, my breaststroke is, you know, a decent pace. And I was in there for about 10 minutes and I was keeping up with other swimmers. In fact, I was faster than some other breaststrokers, some other people who were doing breaststroke. But this guy, this arrogant guy, I want to say a word that's quite rude, but I shouldn't, should I?
You can if you want.
Well, this arrogant, this asshole, he was doing front crawl and he overtook me and he said, you know, this is the fast lane. I was like, well, I'm faster than him. Another guy doing breaststroke, really slow. And I was like, well, I'm faster than the middle lanes, so where am I supposed to go? He carried on swimming and I was relegated to the middle lane, right? The medium pace lane. So I went there, and sometimes there are people, if people are tired from swimming, they'll just kind of sit around at the end of the lane, and they'll just sit there, get their breath back, and then start swimming again.
That's where you'll see me, yeah.
Yeah, and I sometimes do that as well. I have a little break. Sometimes I even have a little meditation, and I started chatting to this nice old man, and I thought, yeah, nice little conversation. He's probably a bit lonely. And we had a chat. We had several chats because, you know, we both were having quite a lot of breaks. And then after...
I was just going to ask, so you would stop at one end, you would rest, you would have a chat, and then you would go again, you'd have you'd do a length, and then you'd stop at the other side of the swimming pool and you'd have another chat.
No, not every time.
And you repeated
time.
This.
No, yeah. I'd maybe swim like 8 lengths, 10 lengths,
big
have
pool.
A little break, yeah. Have a little break and then have a chat with whoever was there. And I was chatting with him. So after my swim, I normally swim for about an hour. I got out and I was drying myself off next to the pool with my towel. And this old man who I had been talking to, he came up to me. He put one leg up on a bench and he was kind of, you know, drying himself, and he was looking at my body a little bit too much. And he said, and I was like, oh, so, yeah, you like swimming then? He's like, yeah, oh, yeah, I come several times a week. I love coming here. And then after, I just get in the shower, I strip down, you know, get completely naked, and I just have a nice hot shower because it's free. You just have a nice hot free shower, really just strip down and have a nice hot shower. So it was like he was trying to sell the idea of showering to me.
Well, it's free and it's hot.
Of course it's hot and free. It's a swimming pool. What swimming pool in England doesn't have a hot, free shower? I don't want to sound like I'm not grateful for what we get, but that's quite normal here to get a hot free shower in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So I alarm bell started ringing and I thought...
Oh, right then. Right then you were like, he's into me.
He's a pervert. I started thinking he's right. Probably a pervert. But...
Sorry, how old, roughly? Ballpark figure? Oh,
definitely around about, probably about 80.
Oh my early God. 80s. Okay.
Maybe late.
Oh,
maybe
I was
late
picturing.
70s. I don't know.
I was picturing 40s, 50s. Okay. Right.
Nah, he was an old man. So, in a way, it was, you know, it's harmless. If it's an old man, I'm not scared. I'm just a bit creeped out. But then I thought maybe he's just, you know, he's just old. Maybe he's got a bit of a lingering gaze and it's unintentional. Maybe he's not a pervert. I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
I'd like to remind you that if you are listening to this message, then you are not taking full advantage of the British English podcast, as we have the Academy, which is where I pour my blood, sweat, and tears into every single episode. I go into further detail, giving you more content to enjoy, and then deliver manually edited transcripts, video explanations of the advanced expressions used in the episode, pronunciation practice, quizzes, assignments, flashcards, glossaries for all the definitions, etc., etc. So if you wanted to come away using the advanced language I'm exposing you to in each episode with confidence, then I highly recommend you join the Academy. To do that, you can head over to the BritishEnglishPodcast.com and you'll even be able to get a sample of the Academy completely free.
So I went to the shower, I looked around, he wasn't there. I was happy to see.
Well, I held his hand and walked to the shower.
Yeah, he wasn't there. So I went and got in the shower, started washing myself, rinsing myself down, got out, and there he was, stark naked, standing. Yeah, he was drying himself off, but he was taking ages. He was drying his neck for about 10 minutes. Like your neck is
with everything
now.
With letting everything hang out whilst he's drying his neck.
Everything hanging out. God. Yeah. So I got out. I was next to him, but I tried to keep my distance. And he started looking at my feet and he said, "Oh, what size feet are you? They're big feet."
And major alarm bells there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, they're size 11. And he's like, "Oh, they are big feet. Must be good for swimming."
I want to announce something to the audience. I'd like you guys to write in if you don't have, or you do have, the same assumption we have as big feet equals big penis.
Mm.
We have a joke about it, don't we? Like, you know what it means? I've got big shoes or big socks. But we all know that it means he might have a big penis. I think it's probably a myth. Well, we don't know that it's true.
I can confirm it's definitely.
I can too, because I've got size 6 feet.
Yeah, and yours is massive. Yeah. So I just started getting dressed. I thought I need to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
And he put his leg up on the bench again, as he had done previously. But he was completely naked, right? And he did that thing that people do in films. He put the towel between his legs and he started drying his ass, his asshole, and his bollocks, his ghoulies.
Yeah.
Everything.
Wow. What I would have called flossing before that new dance technique came out.
Exactly. He was flossing. Yeah. Like you do with your teeth, with the dental floss.
Yeah.
But he was doing that with his ass, and he had eye contact with me the whole time.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
Is there a happy ending to this? Not that happy ending, but just...
No, not like you get in a Thai massage parlor, but it was...
Not all Thai massage
parlors. Not all Thai massage parlors, no. Just the ones that I went to.
No, I'm not joking.
No, yeah, it was okay. I got out of there. He didn't touch me or anything. Okay. But the next time I went swimming, I went to the showers. He wasn't there. Glad he wasn't right there. And I was looking around for a shower. They were all taken, but there was a disabled one that was open and there was no one in there. I thought, wow, I've won the lottery here. I've got a nice big shower, a little seat to sit on. I was like, why is no one in here? I walked in and there was a turd this big, you know, maybe like
a
10-inch turd on the floor. Massive shit. So someone had done a poo. And so, yeah, I didn't shower that day.
You don't think it was the pervert, do you?
I don't think it was the pervert, no. There was an old guy getting changed, putting his clothes on when I was in there. And
did he look satisfied?
It could have been him. Yeah, he looked pretty pleased with himself. Yeah, but don't know. Don't know if it was him. But then, yeah, I went to the pool, got the lifeguard, and I said, hey, someone's left a gigantic turd in the showers. And he said, right, another one.
Did he really?
Yeah, because he said, oh, that's the third this week or something.
Oh, my goodness me. So we're not going to, you know, sponsor this podcast with the local swimming pool anytime soon in Bedford.
I don't think you should. Although, yeah. That's the main things that have happened there. Oh, but I forgot to mention, on the day, so that guy was a bit pervy. Before I realised he was a pervert, I was resting at the end of the lane, as I do, and there was a woman doing backstroke, right? So she was swimming on her back towards me, and this guy, this old man, was swimming front crawl just in front of her feet. So he was looking down at her. He was probably about this close to her, and he was looking at her vagina.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And I found it absolutely hilarious in the moment, because I thought, oh, it's an old man. He's just swimming. But it's like he's looking right at this woman. But now that I reflect on it, I think it was probably on purpose.
Oh, dear. So he's a dirty little man.
Her swimming on her back, him on his front, like right between her legs.
That's pretty dangerous, though. Couldn't he get kicked in the head quite easily?
I think he was willing, as a risk he was willing to take.
Oh, dear. Don't get alarmed. Don't think that every swimming pool in the UK has a local pervert. I can't confirm that that isn't true, but I can't confirm that that is true either.
No. I think it's probably a place that does attract perverts, but on the whole, I think you can assume that people are good and they're not going to touch you up. But do be careful.
No. Do be careful, yeah.
Yeah.
But now you know your place in terms of the lane, which lane you're going to stick to.
I'm a middle lane man. Always middle lane. Yeah, I stick to middle lane. I know where I am there.
There you go. Okay, well, thank you very much for that quick little catch-up story. Guys, that's a typical story that someone will tell you in the pub. So I hope you enjoyed that. Got some vocabulary, loads of phrases in that one. So, we're going to leave that bite-sized episode there. Don't forget to grab the free worksheet for some of the vocabulary. And if you want the transcripts, the full extended glossaries and flashcards, then you'll check out the premium podcast over on thebritishenglishpodcast.com. But thank you very much, Harry.
Thank you. Glad to
share. All right. See you guys. See you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We will leave it there for today. Thank you very much for joining me for this bite-sized episode. Remember to check out the free worksheet for this episode, including some of the intermediate to advanced phrases. If you wanted to get the transcripts and the extended glossary, then you'll want to sign up to the premium podcast. And we also have the Academy for those who want to really level up their English as fast as possible with me. So for all of that and to learn more, head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com. My name is Charlie Baxter. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next time on the British English Podcast.